And, of course, we have another hour to go of open lines here for you. By the way, the rest of the week, we've got some great shows for you. Malcolm Nance is going to join us on our next program as we talk about defeating ISIS. And then later on, the curse of El Diablo on sorcery and black magic. Then on Thursday, Stephen Alexander joins us, a physicist, and he's going to talk about the structure of the universe with music. Can you believe that? Jeffrey Doherty, then later in the program, as we talk about the alien agenda in the New Testament. I'm looking forward to that. Jimmy Church will be in for me on Friday as I go to New Orleans for the Oswald Conference. And then the rest of the week, a great series of shows for you as well. So we'll be back in a moment with your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, and let's get ready to rumble, as they say. Ginger in San Pedro, California, you're up with us. Hi, Ginger. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You got me with the flip phone thing.
Do you have a flip phone?
Yes, and I'm calling you on it.
But you're not a drug dealer. I know. I know that for sure.
Not hardly. I just haven't decided that I want to be as connected as you have to be with a new phone. And thanks to AT&T, I now have a new flip phone. They told me that my old one that didn't even have a camera was not going to work anymore after December 31st. And they said if I got there by October 20th or by September 20th and traded it in, they'd give me a new one without any change in my status.
How about that? So you've got your new flip phone.
Yes, and it works. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, dogs also can't eat onions or raisins.
I didn't know that either. How come? Same reason?
Well, I don't know the reason, but I've read it, and so I just don't give foods that have onions or raisins.
I've never done that either, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, it has something to do with enzymes they don't produce or something like that.
Huh. We must be lucky as human beings to be able to digest so many things.
Yeah, maybe so. Anyway, I just had to call and also try out again. This is now my second time I've been able to call, and I'm just thrilled that I could get through, because most of the time something strikes me, there's no way to get on the show.
Sometimes it's tough, Ginger.
It's very tough, but anyway, that's all I had.
You got it. Enjoy your flip phone. Steve in Michigan, east of the Rockies. Hi, Steven.
Fellow Michigander.
Absolutely. Whereabouts in Michigan are you?
Royal Oak right now.
Ah, know it well.
I feel very honored talking to the great Hoop, the charismatic host of California.
Yeah.
Are you in St. Louis or California?
I'm in St. Louis right now for a couple weeks. Then I go back to Cali, and then I come back to St. Louis for the holidays.
Well, let me try that again. The grand Hoop of the charismatic host of St. Louis.
All right. And maybe Detroit. I may go there for a couple weeks.
Cool. I think I know somebody that was a prophet.
Really?
And you might know who he was. But a couple years just prior to him getting kicked off the air, he was also a radio host.
What market was he in?
1270.
That's in Detroit?
Yep.
That would be WXYT, wouldn't it?
XYZ, I think.
Is it XYZ? I thought
you could be right.
I think it's T now, but they changed it. It used to be WXYZ in the old days.
Right. Okay. Well, a couple years prior to him getting kicked off the air, Bill Clinton robbed Social Security and created NAFTA.
Yep.
But he spoke out. He was a conservative, and he says, if they pull me off the air, something big's going to happen. And they took him off the air. A couple months later, 9/11 happened.
Oh, my God.
And then he was a second-degree black belt, a health nut. He was in his 50s, perfect health. and then he died of a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
And his name was Mark Scott.
I heard of him. Sure.
Yeah. And he seemed to be a prophet, he says. And then all the radio stations after Bill Clinton's Communication Act turned into sports.
Ha! It's safer.
Something. But
I guess
either that
is.
Or they were squelching the conservatives back then.
I love Detroit. I love Detroit radio. I love being on CKLW in that market. And
yeah, that's where I got you right now.
The Big Eight.
Yeah. I get a little bit of weird interference, though, coming from Canada. It's pretty bizarre.
From your car, or where are you?
No, in my house.
Okay.
I get like weird statics and voices fly over the air sometimes. I don't know if it's from car radios or whatever, but all the other stations come in great. You know. But whenever you're on, it seems like there's a lot of interference.
They're trying to get me, aren't they?
Yeah. Did you know Mark Scott?
No, I didn't. I didn't know him personally.
Great guy. He said, follow the money and you'll know.
That's what I've always said. Exactly.
Yeah. And he said,
who benefits? That's what I say.
He said, if they take me off the air, something big's going to happen.
Well,
and he knew.
Look what happened. That's something. Okay, Stephen, thanks. I appreciate you calling from my old hometown of Detroit. Let's go to Sammy in Canada. First time caller for Sammy. Hey, Sam.
Hey, George, it's an honor to speak to you. I'm a longtime caller, or listener, I should say.
Well, thank you.
I just want to say it's an honor speaking to you, sir.
Whereabouts in Canada are you?
Edmonton, Alberta.
Oh, yeah.
Canada.
My daughter goes out that way a lot.
Oh, is that right?
She's engaged to a Canadian guy.
Oh, well, that's all right. We're the good guys up here, I guess, eh?
Yeah, he's a good guy. They get along well.
That's good, right on. I just want to, I just tuned in there to you guys talking about dreams and how I just caught the end of it. And I just want to talk about a dream I had about, I don't know, 3 to 4 years ago, where now it's kind of weird. Like, I don't remember my dreams much at all, but I was in some kind of futuristic, I don't know, battle or some kind of war. And like, it was a futuristic war because there was like hovercrafts, like soldiers were on like some kind of like something out of Star Wars, you know, like hovering.
Yeah.
Like these pods. And anyways, I was in a bunker and I ended up shooting one of them off. I don't know who the enemy was or what, but I ended up shooting a soldier off one of his hover things. And for some reason, I wanted to go up and loot his body.
Ooh.
So that's what I ended up doing. I ended up getting out of the bunker and, sorry, I'm just kind of nervous here.
Oh, that's all right. You're doing well.
So, I ended up looting his body. I went right up to his body. I looted his body. But he was face down in the dirt. And when I turned over his body, he surprised me with a cross, some kind of crossbow. Futuristic crossbow or cross, but anyways, he shot me through my chest.
Oh, he was alive.
Yeah, he was still alive. I didn't know. I didn't know. And he, like, when I turned him over, he just had this little arrow, and it was like, I don't know, maybe no bigger than 10 inches.
Was it like a necklace or something?
Like, no, it was like a crossbow. Like, he shot me.
Right, oh, he had a little crossbow. Chest. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember the crossbow going through my chest, and I could see it because I was over him. Like, I was over his body, kind of like I put him, like, you know, turned him over, and he shot me with the arrow, went through my chest, and I remember, like, feeling my last breath and leaning up onto a rock and then looking up into the sky, and then that was it. You know, it was just the most bizarre thing I've ever experienced.
You might have encountered like a reincarnated life of yours.
Yeah, like who knows, or a future. Who knows? Like, but I just remember, you know, the arrow going through my chest, and I could see it outside my like shoulder blade on the corner of my eye.
Wow.
And I grabbed the arrow.
That's an interesting
story. I
could feel
each breath getting sucked out of me. I was like, I don't know. It was just so weird.
Horrible dream.
Anyways, Yeah, anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get too dark there for you.
That's all right.
Or anything, but thank you very much.
You got it, Sammy. Thank you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving this week, which was yesterday, as a matter of fact. Anyways, Tom, tweet, text, what do you have for us back
there? We have a text from Katarina in Virginia.
Virginia.
What do you consider on this earth a gift from the Creator?
The gift of, for me personally?
I guess that's what she's asking you.
My kids. That's the greatest gift I could ever have. And my little grandkids.
Good answer.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, they're just great, dedicated people, and think the world of all of
you
them.
You do have good kids.
They're good kids. That. And the grandparents. Yeah. The grandkids are great.
I don't.
Funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From Ari to little Charlie.
Who's the one again that looks like Mrs. Doubtfire?
Charlie.
That's Charlie. That's right.
Yeah, really, yeah, she's Charlotte. Cute. We call her Charlie, but she does. She looks like the Matilda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Mrs. Doubtfire. She
little... Yeah, she's not that old looking. I don't look like Robin Williams with a wig.
People are going, what?
No, she looks like Matilda in Mrs. Doubtfire.
The little girl, yeah. Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, she's smart, too. Geez, she's smart. Did I tell you they were living in my St. Louis house for a couple of years when they moved from Las Vegas where my son was in the industry? And so they, you know, they're going to stay about a month. Well, it was 3 years later. They were still there. But, you know, they finally bought their house and they moved out. And, you know, I'm cleaning the place on one of my trips back here. And I'm doing some touch-up painting and stuff like that because, you know, the walls had little fingerprints and stuff. And her brother, Simon, who was a couple years older than her. And I see this smudge in the corner where the one of the walls are. And I said, well, I got to paint over this thing. As I got up to it really close, written there were the words, Charlie. And she wrote on the wall. She spelled her name on the wall, Charly, as a little 3 or 4 year old would do, you know. And I couldn't paint over it. It's still up there. And it's going to stay there for a long, long time.
What'd she use, crayon?
No, it was just a pencil.
A pencil. Yeah, I was just about to ask you, like, have you ever had to, like, be stern with any of them?
No. No, not at all. Not at all. Good kids. Okay, thanks, Tom.
See ya.
Next up, let's go to Cornelius in Louisiana. Hello there, Cornelius.
Hey, George. Boy, I'm looking forward to seeing you and Tommy in New Orleans this Friday.
It's coming up. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm glad of that. And I wanted to tell you, I saw this. I think you find it comical. This guy said that we have a choice between a lying old grandma and a dirty old grandpa. So that's our choice. I really enjoyed that. So what an election season, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Are you making a selection yourself yet? Do you want to announce who you're picking?
I'll be honest with you. I like Donald Trump, and I wrote him about some things I've been going through. He said, man, you shouldn't be going through all that. So, and I've written all of them. He's the only one that got back to me. So I'm going with the Trumpster. I'm a Trumpist. So
it's going to be interesting. I can't predict. I think if one were held today, if an election were held today, I think Hillary would sneak it out a little bit. But I don't know what's going to happen. I it really is going to be close.
With these email leaks and stuff, it's like you said, it's going to be close. And then, of course, if they got anything on Trump, so.
A buddy of mine was saying that he's hearing inside news that the election's going to get canceled because something's going to happen. Gosh, I hope not.
Oh, it might start a race war, anything.
Anything could happen. Anything could happen, Courtney.
And, hey. One thing I love about you, George, I can tell everybody, I'm a God, guns, and gold man, the Bible, bullets, and beans man. You need to get the My Patriot Supply and get the gold, like you said, and get your guns and just get ready.
You got to get ready because you just never know what's going to happen. David in Mississippi now, welcome to the show. Hi, David.
Hey, good morning, George. Good
morning to you, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so you know, I had a curious thing happen to me earlier today. I got this phone call, but right as I was in the middle of working, but by the time I got it out of the pocket, You know, it had just ended.
Okay. Yeah, that happens. That happens to me.
So I dialed it back, you know, and it was the strangest message I got, because it told me that I had reached a non-working number from the Boeing company.
Huh. From the Boeing company?
Yeah, from the Boeing company.
That's weird.
I mean, it's just kind of strange because, well, you know, I've looked into some very things, you know, that, well, probably the reason why they switched to mainly sports on radio instead, you know, and we'll end up, you know, getting in a little bit of trouble, you know, procuring information that I probably wasn't supposed to look at.
Yeah. Well, did you work for Boeing?
No.
Or suppliers?
No, you know, my brother did, but, you know, it was, you know, I lived in Minnesota at that time.
All right, that's strange.
Halfway across the country.
I'm getting lots of calls from telemarketing companies. I don't know how they get your cell phone number, but man, what a pain that is. I mean, they just, would you like this and that? And I don't know if is there a do not call list for cell phones? I'm not sure. Let's go next to Shara in Sacramento. Hello there. Good morning.
Hello, George. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Hope you are too.
Thank you. I wanted to ask first, do you have any plans to have a show coming up about sleep paralysis phenomenon?
I'll pass that on to Lisa, and we'll work on that.
Okay. I've done a lot of research. I'd love to contribute in any way. I've had a lot of dreams, precognitive experiences, grief dreams over the years that have involved cousins. I called you a while back about the dream I had of my cousin who died last spring,
mm-hmm.
and he came and warned me that my cat was sick and she passed away. She got sick literally the day after the dream, and then a few years ago had a dream that my cousin Danny called me and said my Aunt Clarine died. About a week and a half later, my mom called me and said, your cousin Danny called and said Aunt Clarine died.
Wow.
And then another one was a cousin who died when I was just a baby. And I can't remember if this was a dream or meditation, but I was diagnosed with ITP, and they wanted to remove my spleen.
Oh.
And I had, don't remember now if it was a dream or meditation, but I heard his voice, and she just said, you'll be dead in 2 years if you have this surgery. Do not do it. And I didn't do it, and I'm still here.
Well, you're listening to the voices in the right way, that's for sure.
Yeah, and she also appeared to her mother. She passed away quite young, and during the Loma Prieta earthquake, her mother heard her voice tell her, get up and get up now. And she thought she was crazy, but she got up. When that earthquake hit, her stone fireplace fell down. Smashed the chair. She was,
would have crushed her.
Yeah. And did I hear that your daughter or someone in your family was possibly having tests for ITP?
Yeah, yeah, she is. My daughter is. We're keeping our fingers crossed. They just took 10 vials today.
Yeah, definitely be praying for you. If you want, I can send you some information of all the things. I've done a lot of natural and herbal stuff that has helped me far more than any of the...
Email that to me, if you would, at george@coasttocoastam.com. Thank you. I appreciate that. We're going to come back in a moment and take final calls. Don't go away. And welcome back to Coast Open Lines. We've got one more tweet or text from Tom a little bit later on this segment. And let's go to your calls. Let's go to Charles in Texas, see if we got a better connection with you. Charles, go ahead.
Hey there. Hey there, George. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, much better.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, it took us some doing to figure out where to stand. I'm kind of in a remote remote reception out here, but I know we're on the last minutes here, so I don't want to take up too much time. But the you know, one of the things I was kind of I did have a dream after you know, you probably know, I've mentioned before, you know, after my dad was murdered, I did have a dream, but it wasn't very satisfying, really. And I was thinking about the grief. You know, the grief dreams and all that, and the reason why it wasn't satisfying, because it was great when I was there, and I kind of walked up to my dad. He was kind of in a sort of a space. There was like a hospital bed sort of thing. And,
yeah.
or kind of like an iron, some kind of bed anyway. And I was walking. I just walked along. I got him up, gave him a big hug, you know, and I said, you know, how crazy I was to think that, you know, that you were dead. You know, what was wrong with me, you know? And it's like, wow, okay, you're alive. It's great, you know. And then I realized it was a dream.
Yeah.
You know, and then I realized, you know, that he was gone. So, you know, it was just one of those things. So I had a grief dream, but the funny thing is that, you know, my dad was a really special guy. So the thing is, when he did a lot of good in the world, and I felt like at that time I had already known before he died that we all, both of us knew our whole life, you know, that I really couldn't exist without him. But the way to keep him with me, I kind of decided was I was going to try to get him out there, get his stuff out there so that he could still do some good in the world, because he was always doing some amazing good just by being in the world, really. And so I thought broadcasting, you know, maybe on the internet, if nothing else, you know, was a way to kind of keep him with us, you know, in this world, you know, and keep him with me too. So kind of see if I could find people out there that could resonate to who he was or to who he is, and then maybe kind of give me some we kind of work together to make the world a better place.
That's kind of the way to make him live forever, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. You know, it kind of like if your dad was Martin Luther King or Mandela or Gandhi or something like that. You know, I mean, you would, people, I heard over the past month, people have just said, "Oh, forget about him, snap out of it, you know, move on, do all this kind of stuff." They don't really get it. That if I move on, I'm just not here. I mean, he was like more than 99% of me. So, I mean, it's like there's no way that I could ever be talking about my dad and not be, you know, so anyway, there's no way that I could be talking about my dad and not be talking about myself and vice versa.
Well, you're all one of the same. I mean, I know that feeling too. Charles, thanks. Let's go to Miguelina in Queens, New York. I hope I got your name right. How'd I do?
Yeah, you did very well. It's longer than that. It's Miguelina Antonia Luisa.
I'm glad we'll just do the shorter version.
Okay, thank you, George. You are like a member of my family now. I'm going to go through a few things that you just listened to it because it's a lot. I used to write my dreams. But back in 1978, I was working at Marine Midland Bank in downtown Wall Street.
Yeah.
And I had a bad dream that we were kidnapped, or we were attacked by a group of commandos. They didn't have uniform. They just had regular clothes and firearms, rifles, all kinds of things, and they tied us off they chained us by the ankle.
Oh, geez. And this was a dream, right?
Yeah, this is before 9/11. So it always disturbed me. My mother used to say around 2001, in the spring of 2001, something is going to happen. I hear the rumbling in the earth. She said she can hear the rumbling. As a matter of fact, the day she came out of open heart surgery, it was 9/11, and she used to say, if I die now, the doctor is going to say, what a waste of surgery.
She was intuitive.
She was intuitive. She was born with a veil. And the other thing was my nephew's daughter, the day he died in Iraq, her grandmother took her to the park. They didn't know he had died yet. I think we found out a day or 2 days later. And she said, just tears were streaming down her eyes.
Oh, see, she knew. She knew exactly what was going on. Wow. A couple minutes left. Dustin in Salt Lake City. Dustin, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Go ahead, Dust.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Thank you.
I love your show, just so you know.
Well, dang, I appreciate that.
Anyways, I called in about a week ago, you know, so I guess I'm fortunate and got in twice. But I just kind of want to explain, you know, about the last couple years of my life.
All right.
You know, I'll make it in a short version.
The short version instead of a couple years, huh?
Yeah. So I actually grew up religious, right? And kind of the whole soothsayer thing.
Sure.
Off limits, whatever. So anyways, I ended up meeting this woman. It's really amazing. I started feeling like things when they were around, like certain presence, right? Like, it's hard to explain, but it's like kind of a tingly feeling, you know, kind of hair standing up, you know, all the cliche things.
Sure.
But anyways, so we end up moving into this house, you know, and there's something here, you know, and like, I could feel it. And, so my wife ended up getting heart failure shortly after.
Oh my God.
Right. Kind of weird.
Is she okay? Or did she pass on?
She's recovering actually.
Okay,
you
good.
Know, her heart's back to a normal function. But anyways, so like, we're going there and she convinced me to go to a psychic fair, you know, and we're sitting there and the lady sitting across from me and I start hearing, like, I start reading what she's thinking. And like I said, you know, last time lightning hit and it wasn't like on speakers. It actually hit the building.
You could feel it just bang.
Yeah, it
crackle.
In fact, the psychic didn't talk to me the rest of the time. She just looked and she said, "You got your answer."
Yeah.
Right. But anyways, so they said that I had some kind of abilities. I don't know if I believe it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I come home and I'm like, you know what? Whatever's here, it's causing all this mayhem. I need to get it out. So I tried saging my house and I felt that thing attacking me.
Really?
Right, and I got it away finally and it left. And my wife's cat was sitting there, and like as soon as I commanded it to leave, it just took off, and the cat like kind of hissed a little bit and just looked out the window. You know, but the
cat didn't want anything to do with this thing.
No, but yeah, I just, you know, it's kind of weird for me because it's all new, you know, but.
Well, the more you do this, Dustin, the better you're going to get. And if you're that tuned in, maybe you attracted that lightning bolt. That's possible, too. What's our final tweet or text, Tom?
It is a text from Daryl in Mississippi. Which president do you think will be best for our space program? Good question.
Probably none of the above.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
We haven't had a spacefaring president in God knows how long.
Yeah, I know.
We really don't.
Hillary's the only one that talked about it, right?
Yeah, and by the way, I want you to get a hold of it's Tom DeLong from
DeLong.
Blink-182.
Left a message today.
Okay, I don't know if he's with them anymore.
I had heard
that they had a different lead singer and he wasn't there anymore. So I need you to check into that, too.
I haven't followed them, so I will.
I mean, they were pretty big a few years ago, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Blink, absolutely.
Apparently, he's been writing emails to John Podesta, who's Hillary's campaign manager. And as you know, John, during the administration with Clinton, wanted to get to the bottom of UFOs. Well, apparently, Tom has been emailing him, telling him about this and that and who he should talk to.
That's from WikiLeaks, right?
Yeah, that's from WikiLeaks. So I want to get a hold of Tom. But when you talk to him, definitely ask him if he's still with Blink-182. I don't think he is.
We'll find out.
That's a big story if he's not.
Do you remember when we were in, I think we were in Las Vegas on business, and we were walking out of our hotel, and he came up. Do you remember?
Yes. I remember that. It was, I think it was Henderson. he came to the conference. He's into loves that stuff.
And big time.
He was on the air with George Knapp, a few months ago, talking about his new book.
Yeah. Yeah, he is into that.
He's a good guy.
Speaking of music, Billy G says hello.
Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
Yes, sir.
Where is he these days?
He is in Austin, Texas right now.
Playing?
Playing. Doing a little blues thing.
That's cool. All right, let me take final calls here. We are going next to Steve in Pennsylvania. Hey, Steven. You with us?
Yes, I am.
There you are.
Yeah, it's me again.
All right, what's up?
Wow, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Second, I sent a text a little earlier with Josh. I hope you read it. I wanted to give you some insight into myself.
What happened?
Well, I'm a disabled police officer, or disabled on duty.
Oh, my God.
Had to take an early retirement, but I explained quite a few things in the message. But getting to the lucid dreams, I went through a nasty divorce about 35 years ago, and I was getting these nightmares. And, I get the nightmare, wake up, fall asleep, and had the same dream again constantly for a week.
Wouldn't go away like Groundhog Day.
You got it. I sought the advice and counseling of a psychiatrist.
Okay.
That specialized in dreaming.
Did they understand what you were going through?
Yes, and he taught me how to lucid dream.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I have also been mentored in mind control and remote viewing for 2 years. But getting back to this dream, finally when I did master it, it went away, and since I have had so many wonderful experiences, the things that you can do in the dream.
Oh, it's amazing.
Incredible.
You can't wait to go to sleep, you know it?
No, sometimes I can't. I do have a hard time sleeping. You know, time difference is here. It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to the most of the night.
Well, I appreciate
that. I do it very much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for your service, too, Steve. And
you're welcome. It was my pleasure. And I wish I was still working, but I would really hope that you read this text and it could explain a real lot to you.
And you sent it to our text line?
I sent it to you, George. And,
you emailed it to me. You emailed it to me? Or the text form?
A text message.
Okay, I'll make sure Tom finds it. He gets like 1,000 of those a night. But definitely we will do our best to pick that up. We are rapidly running out of time on this one. Again, we've got a series of great programs for you for the rest of the week. We always have great shows for you. Our producers, executive producer Lisa and Stephanie and Tom, our senior producer, they always put together a great program for you. They're the puppet masters. I'm just the little puppet here, and they got their little strings on me, and they do my thing. But no, we've got some great stuff. We're going to be talking about the defeating ISIS. This is a great story that has to do with Vladimir Putin and WikiLeaks. Then we're going to talk about the curse of El Diablo on Black Magic. So great stuff there. Then on Thursday, a physicist who talks about music in the universe. That's what he's talking about. And then the final message, we're talking about the alien agenda in the New Testament. And like I mentioned, Jimmy Church in for me on Friday while I go to New Orleans for the Oswald Conference. And I'm really looking forward to that. There's information on that at coasttocoastam.com. If you live in the area or if you want to visit New Orleans, come on in for the event. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lottasour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.